Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head for true corruption. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Good evening, Ma.
Good evening, yes.
Ma?
You?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Also, Mrs. Good evening, huh? Mrs. Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you by yourself, Mrs. Williams?
Yes. I called my Kayla and I couldn't get an answer.
Okay.
It's a little something going on down there. I'll check in later.
Okay.
Okay.
Loretta?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, you were there.
And we have Auntie Beth?
Yeah.
Shalom.
Okay, Loretta, you can start off with Genesis while we wait until there's
more. I need to say something right quick, please. Is Marie on? Is Marie on? My sister Marie on?
Not yet.
Okay, I need to tell y'all this quickly. They've taken Lynn into the hospital. And just in case I have to leave the line, we're trying to keep a line open where we can send up prayer for him. I didn't want to see what she was on. I didn't want her to know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What
did
you say?
Lenny, my son Lenny.
Lenny? Oh.
Yes, your friend. Your friend Lenny.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
We have Mrs. Allen.
Yes.
Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I feel pretty good. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I can't hear you.
We were just saying hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh. Very
good. Back.
Genesis 38. About this time, Judah left home and moved to Adullam and lived there with a man named Hur. There he met and married a Canaanite girl, the daughter of Shua. They lived in Shazel, daughter, and had three sons, Onan, and Shelah. These names were given to them by their mother, except for who was named by his father. When his oldest son, grew up, Judah arranged for him to marry a girl named Tamar. But was a wicked man, and so the Lord killed him. Then Judah said to Aaron's brother, Onan, "You must marry Tamar as our law requires of a dead man's brother, so that her son from you will be your brother's heirs. But Onan was not willing to have a child who would not be counted as his own. And so, although he married her, whenever he went to sleep with her, he spilled the sperm on the bed to prevent her from having a baby, which would be his brother's. So far as the Lord was concerned, it was very wrong of him to deny a child to his deceased brother. So he killed him too. Then Judah told Tamar, his daughter-in-law, not to marry again at this time, but to return to her childhood home and to her parents, and to remain a widow there until his youngest son, Shelah, was old enough to marry her. But he didn't really intend for Shelah to do this, for fear God would kill him too, just as he had his two brothers. So Tamar went home to her parents. That was the reading out of Genesis 38, 1 through 11. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. We had another caller join,
305-469-6683. Yes, it's Kayla.
Kayla?
Yes, Kayla.
Welcome. Thank you. Well, let me do a roll call, and then we're going to go ahead and start with our program. Mother Werner, Pop Werner, Mrs.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
And Loretta and Hubert. Auntie Betty, Mrs. Allen, and Kayla, and myself, and evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. Thanks to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Session. Bow your heads for the opening prayer. Background noise. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. For where two or three are gathered together in your name, there in my name, there am I in the midst of them, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
To worship you, I live. To worship you. I live to worship you, to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Loretta, can you lead us in the Matthew
19:26.
Thank you.
Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible.
With man,
but with God, all things are possible.
All things
are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. So let's go ahead and get into what prayers you guys would like to share with the family today. We'll start with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to read out of Exodus, and it says, God chose a leader as an African young man Moses sought to deliver Israel by himself. When he saw the Egyptian beating one of his own people, he killed the Egyptian, but in fear of perishing, he flew to the desert where God would train and prepare him to do the job. Yet when God called him to deliver Israel from bondage, he felt inadequate. Though he had been schooling in Egypt for 40 years and had lived in Midian for another 50 years, when God asked him to go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt, he recognized his weakness and asked God, "Who am I?" But God sent him anyway with the reply, "I am who I am." God sent Moses to Pharaoh, not in Moses' own weakness, but in God's strong name. The African-American community had many leaders such as Richard Allen, Frederick Douglass, Harry Truman, Sojourner Truth, Mary Bethelman, Booker T. Washington, W.E. Du Bois, and Martin Luther King Jr., who, like Moses, God raised up from humble beginnings and used to bring liberation and salvation to our people. We have witnessed how God chose the weak thing of the world to shame the strong. 1 Corinthians 1:27 said, many of us in the African-American community today can identify with the oppressor and the dehumanization of Israel experience. Even now, God is looking for people like you and me to bring deliverance, liberation, and salvation to African American people. We go with Christ. Word to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
All right.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Romans, chapter 10. It's flooding my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and gone about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Everyone that believes. For Moses described righteousness, which gives up the law, that the man which does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which gives of faith speaks on this wise, saying, not in thy heart Whosoever said unto the heavens, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ up Christ again from the dead. But what says it? The word is not even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we speak. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. And I don't know if I were thank you earlier, but thank you both. We have another caller, John. Is that you, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome, welcome. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Okay. Let's continue on. How about you, Hubert?
Yes, I'd like to say good evening, shalom, everyone. Yes, I'll be reading out of our daily bread, wind and fire. And you can back this reading up in 1 Peter 2:9-17, the second chapter, 9th verse to the 17th verse. Sometimes when I want to start a fire, the wind puts it out. But when I try to keep a fire burning, wind keep it going. So in the first solution, I label wind bad because it's towards my plans in the order. In the other, I label it good because it helps me accomplish what I want to get done. The paradox illustrates how we judge things by the way they affect us. We declare circumstances of people bad if they thwart our plan or cause us inconvenience. We judge circumstances of people good if we agree with them and they support our cause. But God is the one who determines what is good or bad, and he does so not by how it affects our plan, but whether or not it accomplishes his. His plan is that we would be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. And his purpose for us is to proclaim the praise of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To accomplish God's good purpose, we are to respect all peoples, love other believers, fear God, and honor those who rule over us, even when something doesn't seem good to us. These kind of actions may fan a spark of belief in those who observe our responses to bad circumstances, and most of all, bring praise to God. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. When things look bad, remember God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay. Kayla.
Yes, I'll be coming from Romans 8:18.
Amen.
We have suffering now. Sufferings we have now are nothing compared to the great glory that will be given to us. Everything that God made is waiting with excitement for the time when God will show the world who his children are. The whole world wants very much for that to happen. Everything that God made was changed to become useless. This was not by its own will. It happened because God wanted it. But there was this hope that everything God made would be set free from ruin. There was hope that everything God made would have the freedom and glory that belonged to God's children. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. We have the Spirit as the first part of God's promise, so we are waiting for God to finish making us his own children. I mean, we are waiting for our bodies to be free. We were saved, and we have this hope. If we see what we are waiting for, then that is not really hope. People do not hope for something they already have, but we are hoping for something that we do not have yet. We are waiting We are waiting for it patiently. Also, the Spirit helps us. We are very weak, but the Spirit helps us with our weaknesses. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, even begs God for us. The Spirit speaks to God with deep feelings that words cannot explain. God can see what is in people's hearts, and he knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit speaks to God for his people in the way God wants. We know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him. They are the people God called because that was his plan. God knew that before he made the world, and God decided that they would be like his son, then Jesus would be the firstborn of many brothers. God planned for them to be like his son. And those he planned to be like his son, he also called. And those he called, he also made right with him. And those he made right, he also glorified.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Kayla. I will go next, and I'm going to talk about assurance of salvation. Salvation is the saving of the soul from sin and its consequences. It may also be called deliverance or redemption from sin and its effect. Assurance of salvation is firmly believing in the truth and promises of the gospel. It comes from looking at what Jesus Christ has done. As stated in 2 Peter 1:10, if you practice true qualities of Jesus, you will never fail. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be reading. Since I don't have my song together yet, I'll read a little bit more. I'll be reading A Promise Kept. That promise kept is by God. God always keeps his promise. And the subtopic is laughable. You find that in Genesis 17:15-17. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah. The name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of a nation. Kings of people will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, soon will be born to a man 100 years old, with Sarah bear a child at the age of 90. And the subject is still laughable. You find that Genesis 18:9-15. In the NIV, where is your wife Sarah? They asked him. There in the tent, he said. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, several were listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah, she laughed to herself, as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I not have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the point of time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh. That was God telling Sarah. Sarah was afraid, she laughed, but she was afraid to say she did. She lied about it. But God told her she did laugh because God could see the heart. She laughed herself, and nobody but her ungod. And so, Sarah, you were helping God out by, you know, when she had Abraham go in with the maid, Ishmael was born. She couldn't wait on God's promise, or he was too slow for her. She thought, well, she's going to try to help him out by having a husband have another child by this born woman. But that wasn't what God promised. God promised Abraham a son 25 years ago, and the promise still holds out of today. He never changed the promise. So Abraham and Sarah were husband and wife, and Sarah was Abraham's half-sister. They had the same dad, but they didn't have the same mama. That made them half-sisters. And plus, she was his wife. And in case you want to read about it, go to Genesis 20 and 12. It'll tell you about that. And so Isaac was born. And then the Lord raised Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, that God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said unto God, and Sarah said, God had made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Now, when Sarah laughed, when God told her that, because her and Abraham, they weren't sleeping together, and she took it too old to have a kid, and Abraham, he was old, and so When Isaac was born, he was born healthy. He was a healthy son when he was born. And just in case some of you might already know that Abraham and Sarah was husband and wife, and plus half sister. And I'll leave it at that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
teach us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Heidi, thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Mrs. Williams.
I'll be sharing from 2 Timothy 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 8. It says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, and a teacher of true faith to the Gentiles. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. It says that although God is all-powerful and all-knowing, he has chosen to let us help him change the world through our prayers. We have to realize really how important our prayers are. How this work is a mystery to us because of our limited understanding, but it is reality. We understand that Paul urges us to pray for each other and for our leaders in our government. Our earnest prayers will have powerful results, and we know today, like more than ever before, we are to pray for each other and pray especially for our government. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Mrs. Allen, would you like to say something this evening?
No, I'll pass. I just want to say thank God for being here, for spending my life again, to be here with you guys once more.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. Loretta.
Yes, reading out of Daily Bread, what is that to you? You follow me. And the reading you can get out of John 21, 15 through 22. And it goes on to say, Christians sometimes are like singers in a children's choir. Instead of looking at Jesus, great conductor of the symphony of life, we are busy squirming or looking at each other or watching the audience. Jesus admonished Peter for such behavior. After he told him what would be required of him, Peter pointed to John and asked, "What about him?" Jesus answered with a question, "What is that to you? You follow me." Sometimes we are distracted by what others are doing. We think God's plans for their life is better than his plans for ours. But God's plan for each of us is the same, and that is to follow Jesus. When we watch him intently, we will not be distracted by God's plans for everyone else. My times are in my Father's hand. How could I wish or ask for more? For he who has my pathway planned will guide me till my journey's over. Every child of God have a special place in his plan. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Daniel, would you like to come with the prayer to see?
Well, I'm not really prepared, but I just want to hear everybody's voice and say I love everybody, and I want to just sing one little verse.
Alrighty.
Amen.
Lord, lift us up where we belong, where the eagles fly, the mountain high. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do our second.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the second shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to give thanks to you for bringing Uncle Champ and Miss Allen home from the hospital this week. Amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Dear
Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask that you lay your healing hands upon Ms. Wanda, Janet Williams, Maxine Johnson, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tiltman, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Dominique, Uncle Champ, Michael and Denise Moody, Ruth Edwards, LaTanya, Uncle Dave. The Norris and the Adams family, Miss Waters and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Miss Allen, Uncle Oliver, Dot, Wallene, Champ, Bruce, Daniel and Hubert Lowe, Valerie Crockett, Earlene Parker, Rodney Clark, Terry, Jerry, the Rossiter family, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Lillian family, Angela Burns, Quentin and Jermaine, the Rako family, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over them, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. Allow them to hear your still voice in the midst of their pain. Let them be able to claim that by his stripes they are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Mighty Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place, Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Sweet Spirit.
Thank you for that, Loretta. That leads us into a birthday greeting. And we're talking about birthdays for October the 13th through October the 19th. And on my list, I have Tony celebrating on October the 18th. I have Gary celebrating on October the 15th. And I have Monica on October the 17th. William Jr. on October 15th, Michael Barner on October 14th, Amira October the 13th. Ira, October the 17th.
Oh,
a lot of birthdays. Awesome.
It was a full week.
Miss Williams, would you do us honors and sing a happy birthday to our crowd?
I surely will. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Many, many blessings to you. Amen.
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 Okay. So now we're at the time of our agenda where we talk about our praises and testimonies and songs and or poems. We're going to start at the top. Mom, do you have anything else to share tonight?
Yes, I want to, well, I want to read, and the subject is be patient and wait on God. And you can find this in Romans 5:2-3. And the message of it is, are you too impatient in your prayer time with God? Have you been praying for patience? If God doesn't speak to us in the first few minutes of our prayer time, we sometimes tend to become impatient and lose all hope for an answer of our prayer. Our forefather would call up God in prayer, and they would take hold of God and hold him to his word as they would pray and refuse to let go until they receive a word from him. If we have been praying for patience, get ready for trouble. There is no other way to get it. One writer once said, there are two things that you can count on as you walk with God: trouble that work for you and grace to stand while you are going through it. How do you test the strength of an anchor? Expose it to the fury of a storm. God has a purpose in all things. He also has a process. As you get to know him better, you begin to recognize both. Here is how it works. You can ask God for strength, and he allows you to go through things of testing. You ask him for wisdom, and you will get to deal with problems that require solutions. You ask for success, and he will give you the ability to work, not necessarily hard, but smart. You ask for favor, and he will give you responsibility. Salvation is a gift, but patience is a reward for overcoming. So wait, be patient, and stay where God has you today, and learn the lesson that he wants to teach you. Tomorrow, you will be glad you did. And the prayer ends at, dear God, we thank you for being a prayer-hearing God. Help us to learn to wait on you for an answer. Amen.
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 Amen. And thank you for that, Mom. How about you, Pop?
Yes? I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready, and my reading will be Feed Your Faith. So faith is simply your confidence in God. It is energy. It is movement. It is your link to the power of God. Faith comes when you hear God talk. through the Holy Spirit, through the pages of the Bible, when you hear a man of God speak, live faith, great faith, enduring faith, whatever, it is like a spiritual muscle. When you properly and often, it becomes an unstoppable force. And the word is, so then faith comes, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Find that Romans 10:17. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You find that in Jude 1-20. Faith chapter 20 verse. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Ms. Williams.
I would like to share from R. A. Torrey portions of prayer and personal holiness. It says, prayer will promote our individual holiness, our growth into the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ, as nothing else but the study of the Word of God. Prayer and God's Word always go hand in hand, for there is no true prayer without study of the Word, and there is no true study of the Word without prayer. Other things being equal, our growth into the likeness of our Lord will be in proportion to the time and the heart we put into prayer. There are many who put a great deal of time but a little heart into their praying, that they do very little praying in the long time they pray or they spend at praying. There are others who put so much heart into praying that they accomplish vastly more in a short time than others accomplish in a long time. God himself has told us, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That's Jeremiah 29:13. If we go through our Bibles, we will find that every conceivable spiritual blessing is obtained by prayer. And the last thing we want to remember is that it takes time to be holy. One cannot be holy in a hurry, and much of the time that it takes to be holy must be done in prayer. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Loretta.
Yes, reading out of Isaiah 41:8-10. O Israel, you are mine, my chosen one, for you are Abraham's family, and he was my friend. I have called you back from the end of the earth and said that you must serve me and me alone, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. Well, I will go next, and I will read from my favorite book for our adult children. So I'll start off with 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Prayer that our adult children will walk into the future God has for them. Lord, we pray that our adult children will be planted firmly in your house, so that they will always fresh and flourishing and bear fruit into old age. Psalms 92:13-15. Help them to remember that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. Guide them step by step so that they never get off the path you have for their lives. We pray that you, the God of hope, will fill them with your joy and peace so that they will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
All righty. Hubert, would you like to say just a word?
Yes, I'll be reading out the final call, Holy Quran. What is the meaning of these terms, unalienable, life, liberty, and happiness? Unalienable means it is impossible to take away, not about to be transferred or taken away. Because of being protected by nature laws, life. Life is a noun that means the existence in the physical world, the quality that makes living animals and plants different from dead organisms and inorganic matters. The function includes the ability to take in food, adapt environment, grow, and reproduce. Liberty. Liberty is the possessive restriction imposed by authority on one way of life, behavior, or political views. Happiness. Happiness is the state of being happy, feeling or showing pleasure, accompaniment of joy, causing or characterized by pleasure, comment of joy, feeling satisfied that something is right or has been done right. You know, when you look at nature, when you look at a bear before it hibernates, a bear must pursue that required amount of food that will allow it to hibernate for months. So the pursuit of happiness to that creature is the ability to gain what it needs. That's when it lies down, it is content. And when the pursuit of happiness gets out of the animal, insect and crawling creature's kingdom, and we speak of it in the terms of the human being, then each creature is satisfied when it does. And it's not hindered by being feared according to the nations, to its nature. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You. Thank you for that, Hubert. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming out of the worker. And God is our best. Here is the master call. Here means thy best. For be it great or small, that is its test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, not for the praise of man, but for the Lord. Every way for Jesus will be blessed, but ask from everyone his best. Our talent may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best out of all. Worship the Father in spirit and in truth. John 4:23. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Miss Kayla.
I'll be reading from Old Family Reunion. It says, "Hello. As you got up this morning, I watched you and hoped you would talk to me. Even if it was just for just a few words, asking my opinion or thanking me for something good that happened in your life yesterday. But I noticed you was too busy trying to find the right outfit to put on the wear to work. I waited again when you ran out, ran around the house getting ready. I knew there would be a few minutes for you to stop and say hello, but you were too busy. At one point, you had to wait 15 minutes with nothing to do except sit in a chair. Then I saw you spring to your feet. I thought you wanted to talk to me, but you ran to the phone and called a friend to get the latest gossip. I watched as you went to work, and I waited patiently all day long. With all your activities, I guess you were too busy to say anything to me. I noticed that before lunch, you looked around. Maybe you felt too embarrassed to talk to me. That is why you didn't bow your head. You glanced three or four tables over and noticed some of your friends talking to me briefly before they ate, but you did not. That's okay. There is still some more time left, and I have hope that you would talk to me, yet you went home, and it seems like you had lots of things to do. After a few of them, you were done. You turned on the TV. I don't know if you like TV or not, but just as anything goes. There's a lot of time each day. You spent a lot of time each day in front of the TV, not thinking about anything or even enjoying the show. I waited patiently again as you watched the TV and ate your meal. But again, you did not talk to me. That time, I guess, you felt too tired. After you said goodnight to your family, you popped into bed and fell asleep in no time. That's okay, because you may not realize that I'm always there for you. I've got patience more than you'll ever know. I even want to teach you how to be patient with others as well. I love you so much that I wait every day for a nod, prayer, or thought of the thankful part of your heart. It is hard to have a one-sided conversation. So you are getting up again, and once again, I will wait with nothing but love for you, hoping that today you will give me some time."
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord,
yes, amen.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
And with that concludes our praises and testimonies and poems and our songs. We'll move over to the finished. Hubert, can you lead us in the serenity prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things. That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change the things.
The courage to change the things.
That I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Please,
Allah.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. What I would like to, instead of reading the 23rd Psalm, I would like to read an illustration of the 23rd Psalm for our closing prayer.
Amen.
Brilliant.
The Lord is my shepherd. That's a relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He making me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake. That's purpose. yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing, I will fear no evil, that's protection, for thou art with me, that's faithfulness, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that's discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. Forever. That's eternity. Face it, the Lord is crazy about you. I thought this was pretty special, just like you. What is most valuable is not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. Amen.
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 Inshallah. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay, before I do the closing prayer, is there anything else anyone would like to share before we close?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I would like to share that this week I called my stepbrother. Well, I'm not going to say stepbrother. I'm going to say my brother, Mr. Elliot Vernon. And he lives out in Texas. And I ended up talking to him about an hour. We only met briefly when we was at the anniversary of Mom, Miss Maozie, and Mr. Vernon's birthday party. Mr. Vernon's birthday party, yes. And we met briefly because he was sort of late getting there. And someone stole my phone, so I didn't get to keep all the recordings of everyone that I had met and the pictures that I took and the videos that I shot of the birthday party. And we got to talking, and believe it or not, he had told me, just like my baby sister Angela, she also told me some things, you know, I have to forget about the past in order to reach my mark that is stepping in the future. And the things that come into my life, I have gathered it up to be as the Lord cutting things away, mixing things up in the mix. So when I get to fulfill his purpose or prepare myself for my journey with him from this life until the next life, I won't be carrying all this materialistic baggage with me. Even though they say flesh and blood won't inherit the kingdom of God anyway. So I would like to say it was a blessing to sit down and talk to him. I looked down, and I had talked to him over an hour. I said, oh, God. He said, well, you're welcome. You can come here anytime. Call me anytime. I love talking to you. And I like to say that on a part of long-distance calling, even though me and him barely know one another. Like he said, we don't know each other. I said, well, like, I've been knowing you all my life. Yeah, it does seem like that. So the way the Lord reach out spiritually is verbally with the word. And I would like for all of us to come and reach out into the family. Don't let it be sad occasions where we have to call one another. And we stick together. We need to come together. Boys, materialistic, the money and the things that got us imprisoned in this life, we have to break away. Some of us will and some of us won't. But I guarantee I'm gonna tell you, won't none of us break away from everything in order to consider ourselves that we saved ourselves. It is not us. We all have sin and came short, so we all should help one another along the way, not judging or prejudging or being envy and jealous of one another. Give someone a step forward, even if you have to give up your right for God to be right in another person's life. Amen.
Amen.
Inshallah.
Amen. And thank you for sharing that here, Barbara. Sharing of the heart. Really appreciate that. All right, anyone else before I close? Alrighty then, let's bow our heads. This concludes our program for tonight, and we would like to thank you for your participation, and leaving you with one last prayer. Oh Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week, and we love you.
Good night.
What it does.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Everyone, love everyone. Good night. Have
good
a blessed week.
Bye. Thank you very much for listening to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Line. I just want to leave you with a few last words. Acts, truth, and consequences is the choice that sets before those who dare to believe. 1 John says, God calls us to hate the world, choose to be different, stand out. Don't try to fit into the world. For the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a very blessed week.